It's strange to think that plants and animals from Europe, Asia, and Africa are living in small lakes in the Midwest. Boaters have taken invaders there after picking them up in the Great Lakes. The Big Lakes are home to more than 160 aquatic invasive species, including Eurasian water milfoil. The stringy plant grows in thick clusters that get up to 12 feet tall.
I have seen lakes where if you fell out of the boat in this mass of weeds and you weren't wearing a life jacket, I don't care how good a swimmer you are, you would sink. You cannot struggle your way through these thick entanglements of weeds.
Ted Ritter leads an effort to reduce aquatic invasive species in Wisconsin's Vilas County. On one afternoon, he takes his pontoon boat on a lake that had an infestation of Eurasian water milfoil.
It is a very aggressive plant, and it has no natural predators to control its growth. It grows up to 2 inches a day.
When Eurasian water milfoil finds conditions it likes, it takes over quickly. A piece as small as 2 inches can break off and float away to create a new plant. Eurasian water milfoil is widespread in northern Michigan, northern Wisconsin, and other places. It's one of dozens of aquatic invasive species on the move in the region. One of the worst invaders is zebra mussels. They can ravage a lake's ecosystem. So far, they've made it to just one lake in northern Wisconsin. Mike Pruhl with the Lake Superior Chippewa scuba dives there to count the mussels. 3 years ago, he found 7 adults per square meter. This year, he counted more than 1,400.
They're still increasing. What they've seen in other systems is that, just like with any other exotic species, they'll come in, the population will explode. They're kind of going to eat themselves out of house and home, and then their populations are going to come down to a level and reach a steady state.
No method has been discovered to get rid of zebra mussels, but there are ways to control some invaders. Herbicides can be used to kill Eurasian water milfoil, and some property owners chip in to buy aquatic insects to kill the plants. Les Schramm did that on his local lake.
As the larva hatches, it burrows into the stem of the Eurasian water milfoil and sort of eats out the center vascular part, and it falls over and dies.
People fighting aquatic invasive species say it's like fighting weeds in a garden. The work never stops, and it can be expensive. Ted Ritter of Vilas County says it costs thousands of dollars to treat a lake once. So often, people do nothing. Ritter says that can hurt the environment. He says it can also threaten the economy in areas like northern Wisconsin that rely on tourism. Ritter says the invaders can reduce the appeal of a lake. He mentions a plant called curly leaf pondweed. When it dies in the middle of summer, it creates algae blooms that look like slimy green pillows.
When people arrive at resorts and they look out and they see that very unappealing lake, they say, I'm not staying here. And they go somewhere else. When realtors bring prospective buyers out to look at a property, people get out of their car and they go right to the lake and they say, oh my, I'm not even interested in looking at the house. This lake is horrible.
Because it's so difficult to control invasive species, Ritter and others fighting the invaders focus on prevention. Local volunteers and workers from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources spend hours at boat landings. They urge people to clean their boats, trailers, and fishing gear thoroughly when going from lake to lake. That can keep unwanted plants and creatures from traveling along. For the GLRC, I'm Annalise Hensel.